This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman with KERA North Texas, filling in for host David Brown. Texas's campus carry law has been in effect for over a week now. After months of researching and planning, schools across the state are implementing the law. The dust hasn't completely settled, though. A court battle could change the way the law is applied. Three professors from the University of Texas at Austin have sued to keep guns out of their classrooms. They say that people are more likely to censor themselves if they know that those around them might have firearms. That argument, though, it doesn't fly with the university and the state of Texas. They've both asked the judge in the case to throw the lawsuit out. So what happens now? And what's it mean for how the campus carry law is implemented? Joining us is Matthew Watkins, who covers higher education for the Texas Tribune. Matthew, welcome to The Standard.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how likely is it that the case just gets thrown out?
I think it's definitely a possibility. This campus carry law is not new. Other states have similar laws across the country, I think 8 states in total, and none of those have been shot down by the courts. So the state, the University of Texas, felt pretty good coming into this case that they will, you know, eventually prevail. Whether that will happen, you know, in this early stages, or whether we'll go on to a full trial, it's hard to say. But I'd say it's a long shot that this lawsuit prevails.
Is this an argument that you've ever heard of being made before in other places that do have campus carry?
I've heard the argument among professors. You know, this is something they've been saying ever since this law was passed in 2015. But I've never seen it be argued in court. And I think it's pretty clear that it hasn't. You know, there was a hearing on this issue last week, and the judge and basically the lawyers as well admitted that this was kind of a new concept. And one of the things that might be happening here is that the professors might be hoping that this is something that they can take farther than the district court level. They might see an appeals court, maybe even have hopes of taking this all the way to the Supreme Court. Whether that will actually happen remains to be seen. That would probably be a long shot too, but everyone involved in this case kind of recognizes that this is uncharted water.
It's interesting, though, because the law as it stands has some flexibility. Guns can be kept out of professors' offices and some other places on campus. But what does it say specifically about the classroom? Why is the classroom different?
Well, actually, that's one of the questions here. The law doesn't say anything specifically about the classroom, but the universities, every university in the state, actually every public university, has interpreted the law to say that guns must be allowed on campus. The actual language of the law says basically universities can create some gun-free zones on campus, but it can't have the general effect of making it, you know, basically impossible to carry your gun.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it? So are teachers actually, do you think, adjusting their curriculum to avoid topics that they are afraid might make students censor themselves?
Well, these three professors are arguing that is exactly what they are doing, and they suspect others will as well. You know, we're right in this period where the syllabi are starting to come out. I think you'll see kind of most professors maybe aren't necessarily happy with what's going on, but they're going to kind of continue doing what they're doing. But there's a small number who, you know, are afraid enough about this that they're either going to watch what they say in class. Some are talking about changing, you know, where and when and how they meet with students and things like that. There's definitely a number of professors on campuses across the state who are quite concerned about this law.
Matthew Watkins covers higher education for the Texas Tribune. Matthew, thanks for your time.
Thank you.